I know you probably don't think that embarrassed blushing is totally hot, especially when you're the one being made to blush. But I assure you, darling, watching the blush spread over your cheeks and across your face, it's a definite turn on. I love to watch you squirm in humiliated embarrassment. There's nothing that fills me with more enthusiasm than finding the perfect phrase or activity to make you into the pliant little submissive that I know you really are. Embarrassed blushing is a sign that I've found your weakness. There's nothing wrong with having a weakness, you see. Just so many people protect that weak spot, afraid it'll make them lesser or more prone to being manipulated. And that protection, that curling inward, makes you an easier target. You've got that one thing that embarrasses the hell out of you, and you're so focused on hiding it and pretending it doesn't make you weak that it leaves you open for a dominant mistress to swoop in and control you. Submissives with a weak spot are easy to control. Don't take this the wrong way, but you're giving me the handle to your subconscious. Every blush, every twitch reveals your inner landscape to me. All that humiliated blushing of yours, no matter why you're blushing, only serves to point out when I've hit the spot. Blush marks your weak spot, and that weak spot gives me complete control over your cock and balls, doesn't it? Just remember that when you blush in embarrassment, you're giving your mistress the keys to your submission. Every squirm, every blush, every embarrassed, muttered answer you give tells us so much about you. So, keep it up. With your embarrassed blushing, you're handing us power and control over you, making your slide into total dominated servitude more certain and easy. Good boy. Keep blushing for me. I really like it. If you like this, you'll like my blog. I'm at fetishfilmsexblog.com. Give me a call at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.